Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, and we're going right along this week with what we talked about last week because it's such an important subject. And that is how I can be led by the Spirit of God. God has promised to lead us by His Spirit. It is written, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Romans 8:14. For as many, I'm going to say it again, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. I'm a child of God and I can expect the Spirit of God to lead me as I live my life down here. The Bible speaks in Peter of a time called our time in the flesh. And it says that we should live the rest of our time in the flesh, not to the lusts of man, but to the pleasure and will of God. So for me to live my life in the flesh, to please God, it's necessary that I be led by the Spirit of God. And He's promised to do it, and He always keeps His promise. We read last week from Brother Kenneth E. Hagin's book, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God, and how God contacts us through our spirits. For it is written, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. How He gives us the inward witness, even that we're born again. And He leads us by the inward witness. He leads us by the voice of our own human spirit. He leads us by the voice of the Holy Spirit. Now, all of these things are in that wonderful book, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God by Kenneth E. Hagin. Here's what it says on the back. The book answers such questions as, how do I train my spirit to be in tune with God? Brother Hagin says that you can train your spirit just like you can train your body. You know, you work out with weights or whatever and train your body and with your food and with your mind, you can train it. You can educate your mind, but you can train your human spirit as well. And Brother Hagin is the best I know on that. And it's in this book. This book also answers the question, can I trust my hunches or inward intuition? Answers the question, how much weight should I give to personal prophecies? Answers the question, can I ask God for a sign? And so this book is going to be so helpful to you as you're seeking God for the rest of this year and for the rest of your life. But we're looking, we've gone into some detail. You can go back on our archives on billybrim.org. That's billybrim.org. Go on the archived radio programs and listen to the teaching we've done so far. We actually started on this with Chip a few weeks ago on seeking God, but how you seek God. And then with Brenda, my daughter, on what Jesus told her about the subject in a vision. And then last week, we went into Brother Hagin's teaching on it, and we're really getting down into the nitty-gritty of that. And I told you on the radio program that I put in the back of my, because Jesus told Brenda to sit before Him having meditated the scriptures, I put those scriptures to meditate in one place in the back of my Bible. And so I'm going to read you some of those that I've written back there today. And of course, I think we'll start, and I wrote these in the back of my Bible. I took John, where Jesus promised that He's going to go away and send another comforter, and I wrote these verses, particular ones, what He said about Jesus, in the back of my Bible. So I'm going to read them right now. John 14:16-17, I will ask the Father, and He will give you another comforter or helper, that He may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not behold Him or know Him, but you know Him. Because He abides with you and He will be in you. Thank God we're living in the time when He's in us. Now you'll notice that when I read these verses, I've doctored them a little bit. Sometimes I add some parts of the Amplified Translation or other translations to them. And I have done that in this John 14:26. But the Comforter, Helper, Counselor, Intercessor, Advocate, Strengthener, Standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance that I said to you. Have you ever been in a situation and suddenly you think of a Bible verse? You know who brought that to you? The Holy Spirit that lives inside you. John 15:26. When the Comforter is come, whom I will send to you from the Father, that is the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness of me. John 16:7. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, Jesus said, the Comforter, the Helper, shall not come to you. John 16:13. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak. He will show you things to come. Things to come in your own life. Things that might be coming on the earth. He'll show you. Now, I have written in this same page, Alexander McLaren, in his book With Christ in the Upper Room on page 132, said, commenting on the scriptures we've just read, every believing soul has this divine spirit for his teacher and may, if we will, learn of him and be led by him into profounder knowledge of our great Lord. He writes then, the belief in the actual presence with the church of a spirit that teaches all faithful members thereof is far too much lost out of the sight of the common Christianity of this day, he wrote in 1890. We ought to be, and here's the strongest point of his statement that I'm saying to you now, we ought to be the standing witnesses in the world of the reality of a supernatural influence. Your life ought to be a standing witness to the world of the reality of a supernatural influence and leading and guiding and blessing on your life. It's a witness to your being in covenant relationship with God. George Mueller, the man in England who long ago, before we had any of the modern day conveniences and ways of contacting, just by prayer with God alone and faith in God, built huge orphanages for the children of that day who were tossed like throwaway children. And he said, someone interviewed him when he was 95 years old. I read this. Brother Hagin had the little book in his office and I took it and read it. And someone asked him, what is your reason for believing God and building all these things? And he said, my reason is not that these children would have food and lodging. He said, that's very important, but it's not the main reason. My reason is not even that they be born again. That's of utmost importance, but not the main reason. The main reason, he said, is that there be a standing witness to the world of the reality of God, that there is a God who can be believed and bring forth these things. And my main purpose is that he receive glory. Of course, Rees Howells, who built all those prayers and places of prayers, Rees Howells' intercessor, you can read about that. I'm going to read the statement again from Alexander McLaren. We ought to be the standing witnesses in the world of the reality of a supernatural influence. That supernatural influence who guides us. We walk and avoid the snares. We walk and the enemy doesn't prevail. We walk and fulfill the will of God because we have the Word of God written and we have the voice of the Spirit inside us. And so in the back of my Bible, I have written these scriptures which I meditate when I'm seeking God's guidance. Romans 8:14-16. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit. Now, I heard Brother Hagin say that God, he wants you healed so much that he's provided all kinds of ways for you to get healing. He's provided the laying on of hands of the believers. He's provided the laying on of hands of those specially anointed with the gifts of healings. He's provided what things you desire when you pray, believe you receive. Your prayer of faith for your own self. He's provided the prayers of the elders in James. He's provided your saying, what, you know, you speak to your body like he did to the fig tree. Different ways, different levels for you to receive healing. Now, I heard Brother Hagin say, there's different ways for you to receive wisdom. He said, God wants you to have wisdom. And one way is you pray for wisdom. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Ephesians, give unto me the spirit of wisdom. And it says in James, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask. But Brother Hagin said a higher way, that you can walk in wisdom is given to us by this verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto me wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Brother Hagin said you can walk in wisdom by knowing and believing and receiving and walking in the wisdom based on this verse. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom. In other words, he's made unto me wisdom. You didn't ask him of it. You realize that he's made unto you wisdom. And the New American Standard said, by his doing are you in Christ Jesus, who is made unto us wisdom. Now, actually it says, by his doing you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom. New American Standard. By his doing. I like that. By his doing. He did it. You are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom. Now, in my Bible, chapter 2 is on the same page with the end of chapter 1, verse 30. And the end of chapter 2 reads, we have the mind of Christ. So I drew an arrow between verse 30 of chapter 1 and verse 16 of chapter 2. It's just a little distance in my Bible. I drew a little arrow there. And I say it like this. By his doing, I am in Christ Jesus, who became to me wisdom. I have the mind of Christ. So I'm reading it to you again the way I say it. By his doing, I am in Christ Jesus, who became to me wisdom. I have the mind of Christ. Oh, that helps you when you need to make a decision. And as the head of this ministry, I have to make lots of decisions. And think about it, I'm going to have to answer for those decisions. So I need his leading and his guiding now, and he's promised it to me. And you can get the book, Kenneth E. Hagin, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God. We'll be happy to send it to you for only $10. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447. Again, this is Billy Brim saying shalom till tomorrow.